Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, everybody. This is Dave.
Hello, I am Scribbles the Juggalo.
Hello.
Got a lot of food over here.
The heck?
This is my best buddy, Smokey Boy. Say hi to everybody, Smokey Boy.
Why don't you stand up here? What's the deal with people?
Yeah, you don't feel like saying hi. You know how cats are. I'm just sharing my video and...
I haven't seen anything like that before. That's different.
It's Note to Self, the tech show about being human. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. And those people you just heard, they made videos, they posted them online, and then nobody watched them. It happens every day, right? Search engines and algorithms would never, ever turn these up. You have to go looking for these videos. And when you get there, you need to slow down, just like you will for this episode. Take it down a notch. Let's go to a world where real, unfiltered people lay themselves bare online. And this guy is going to be our guide.
Joe Vikes. I'm a freelance writer and an artist in Oakland.
Joe recently wrote an article for Fusion called How the Weird, Unfiltered Internet Became a Media Goldmine. And he has a name for this unindexed and raw place online.
Well, I'm calling it the Lonely Web. And it's a result of thinking about how we access content. Most of it's through social media now. And too much content is getting posted every day.
And when you're saying too much stuff is getting posted, you're talking about, like, all across America, the world, really. Mm-hmm. People are uploading stuff to YouTube. They are tweeting at maybe nobody. They are posting personal updates on social media everywhere, but nobody is necessarily reading or watching or listening.
Yeah, it's getting lost in the noise.
The noise.
Yeah.
How do you describe the noise?
A lot of it's the product of the social media sites themselves, which encourage us to post everything from, you know, our thoughts on an election or what we had for breakfast. So it creates a tremendous amount of noise.
Because of what? Because they're saying, like, come on, your opinion counts. What you think matters. What you ate for breakfast, people want to know.
Yeah, and the more information from the posts that they get from us, the more money they make. So it's in their best interest.
So why the word lonely?
Well, there is something pretty lonely about broadcasting your deepest thoughts and having no one see it, especially in an environment that encourages you to share yourself.
Can you tell me the story of how you became self-aware that you had named this, that you were spending time there?
I just enjoy digging through the weird parts of the internet, and I began thinking about, why is it so difficult to find this stuff? They're also weird, so they sound so banal when I describe them, but the image
videos.
Yeah, it's very contextual. Like, it's you watching it alone in your room, being the only person to have ever seen this video.
Can I just say your eyes just lit up while you were talking about, like, you said the word banal, and paradoxically, your eyes lit up when you said that.
Yeah.
But you got to give yourself some space to go to these places. I feel like so many of us are like, quick, grab information, grab information, grab information. This is not about that.
No, it's like going fishing. You just have to be patient, and it takes a lot of time. And
even if you don't catch the big one, just enjoy the process.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I taking the analogy too far?
No, it's great.
You pack snacks?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, but it does feel like you're digging through people's home movies.
Yes, it's very... I feel a little bit weird about it.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah.
It feels incredibly honest, but it's also, let's say, emotionally exhausting. Because on some level, you're maybe not supposed to be watching these videos. It's a little voyeuristic.
Oh, it's definitely voyeuristic. And just to focus on YouTube for a minute, according to the company, over 400 hours of video are uploaded every minute. We've chosen a lonely handful to share with you. This video is called 1007751.
It's a catchy title.
Yeah, it's really catchy. Now, this is one of your favorites, right? I have not watched this. Tell me a little bit why you picked this one. I should just say there's an older man who has glasses on.
Hey, everybody. This is Dave.
It has all of the trademarks of a good Lonely Web video.
He seems to have the laptop camera pointed at him. Maybe in his bedroom you can see a door with a sweater or bathrobe thrown over the top of it. There's like shelves full of crap behind him. And he's about to talk to us.
FreedomWatch.us channel. Hello. And this is my first video live. I traded a bicycle I never used for a video camera.
It says that there are about 300 views. I'm guessing about 50 of those are from you.
Yeah, just watching it over and over, sending it to people. And I found this by using a random number generator.
That's how you found this?
Yeah, I just had it select a bunch of numbers randomly and then searched.
And this is the guy you turned up?
Yeah.
Dave, the vlogger. Oh, he has a ponytail. He just turned around.
Does. Oh, and he has a cat also.
Say hi to everybody, Smokey Boy. Yeah, you don't feel like saying hi. I'm just sharing my video and seeing if this video camera works, and I'll upload this.
Let me just ask you, why should I give a crap about Dave? I mean, some random dude with a fat, fluffy cat who wants to start a video blog.
Yeah.
Why does he deserve my time?
It's refreshing to see maybe a more honest video where someone isn't performing. Pretty much, we all do it. We all perform online. We're really good at the internet, most of us.
Yeah, Dave's not that good. We saw his first, and he just was Dave.
Yeah, so this is just a real person. And, like, the original promise of the internet, I think, is within these videos.
I mean, that is very powerful. The original promise of the internet. Who made that promise? I mean, our forebears, literally, the people who were saying that this is going to be the chance for human beings to have unmediated interaction without...
Yeah. Perhaps it was somewhat utopian and impossible, but on some level it's connecting people.
I'll just put it up here for you to look at.
All right, let's do a different one. Mm-hmm. This is called Juggalo Stand-Up Routine. Actually, this one has like over 3,000 views.
I wrote about it a while ago.
Oh, so thanks to you, this is no longer lonely.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of company. Lonely. But let's see why you picked it to begin with.
Well, this is a Juggalo stand-up routine. Comedy joke.
Oh, God.
That's right. So anyway, and I wrote these in about 5 minutes. So what's the deal with the Axe Murder Boys?
So what first attracted me to this is it's very bad. It's bad stand-up comedy. He's not good.
Like, it's really, really bad.
And it's all Juggalo-based. That's the Insane Clown Posse subculture. So I've watched this a few times, and it only recently occurred to me that looking at the room itself, it looks like it might be a hospital room. And I think he's doing stand-up to cheer up his friend Magnet, who might be ill.
Oh.
And I started to feel really terrible for laughing because he's just cheering up this friend.
I thought it was a dorm room, but I think you're right. It is a hospital room.
Yeah.
Wow, you just completely changed the way I looked at this. Okay.
Sorry.
No, I mean...
I noticed recently and it took on a whole other meaning.
Yeah, because there's a... like a Kleenex box, like, bolted to the side of the wall, mm-hmm. which you don't usually see in a hotel room or a dorm room.
Yeah.
There's very stark fluorescent lighting. And now that you say it, like, the perspective that this video is being filmed from is from a bed.
Yeah.
And my final finale here, what's the deal with cancer? That's some fucked up shit. Cancer, it eats your body from the inside out. What's the deal with that?
Anyway, what's the deal with cancer?
Yeah.
It's like very Seinfeld. Wait, does Magnet have cancer? Like, is he...
I'm starting to wonder.
Oy.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We just created a whole story for these... one dude, really, because we haven't even seen two dudes.
That's part of the appeal, I guess, with these. You're provided with very little information, so you just kind of project...
They're each like a little mystery.
Yeah.
We've been given some clues, some crumbs of humanity.
Yeah.
We've just pieced together. Oh, God.
I just like that he's trying to help his friend Magnet.
I really like this guy now. I didn't really care for him at first, and now I thought he was like a total bro, just like trying to practice his terrible stand-up routine, but he's not. He's a sweet, sweet friend.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to another one. Number three, coming at ya.
All right, here's the last goal.
This is karaoke time.
Oh, yeah.
Karaoke, I assume, is a staple some of these.
Yeah.
People singing, sounding terrible, slightly drunk, maybe sometimes.
And then uploading the video for some reason.
We are in a living room. And you can see a couch in the background, the coffee table. Like, the family is in the living room acting like this isn't even happening. Oh, it's a party.
It seems to be some kind of party.
More people are walking into frame. They're completely ignoring the guy who's, like, a teenager, I think, who's wearing shades and rapping to the camera, but nobody at the party.
Nobody's fazed by it.
Nobody's fazed.
Eating off paper plates.
And it's a multi-generational party, actually.
Yeah.
Looks like their grandparents are there, some kids. And this guy's just
singing more for himself than anyone else.
It's like he's invisible.
Yeah. And
except
he's still
not
really
to us,
it.
Though.
No.
We see you, karaoke Ryan. This guy was cold, it was froze. I was thinking something in my nose. The mom in the background just, like, greeted somebody new to the party. They're like, oh, it's so good to see you.
It's as if they're filmed in two different rooms and just combined.
Oh.
Yeah, he grabs the camera and brings it around the party.
Whoa, huge buffet. Whoa, this family knows how to party.
Yeah, they're great.
Look at their food.
I'm almost mad I wasn't invited.
Okay, he's walked over to family members who are now giving us the peace sign. Oh, it's his sister. Oh, and I love it. There's like a Sears photo portrait of his sister behind his sister on the wall.
Yeah.
This is America right here.
There's a lot of food over here.
You know what I really like about this? It was my daughter's birthday the other day, and we only took a video when her cake came. And so all we did was create a highlight of the video.
Yeah.
Whereas this is, we're like at the party.
Yeah.
And it's a little boring and relaxing.
And a lot of the best moments are the ones that we lose, that we don't record. They're like in the background or
back
off to the side.
Banal.
Yeah.
Again. Okay. Let's go to the next one.
Hurry up, it's almost time.
Oh, God. What's going on here, Joe?
It's a middle-aged couple dancing in the door frame to the music from a dryer or washer.
It's a Samsung dryer because I have this dryer.
Oh, you've heard this noise.
I hate.
Do you dance
the song?
To it?
No, I have tried to turn it off so many times. I figured out how to turn it off on the washer, but not the dryer.
What is that?
It's the microwave.
Let's go.
Okay.
They made a little comedy sketch.
They made a little comedy sketch.
Where they did
a
to the music.
Perfectly timed dance to the music of their dryer, and then they tangoed out of scene. Like, this was planned.
It was practiced.
And their marriage looked strong.
Yeah, they seem really happy.
And they have clean clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they wanted us to see that. Ugh, I still hate that dryer song. Okay, in a minute, my Lonely Web pick.
Gubberstacks, yes, it's Gubberstacks.
And why you and I have become kind of lazy when it comes to surfing online.
This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, the furor on college campuses over the war in Gaza.
Students have tried to have dialogue over and negotiate differences in how they see the world, even as they respond to tragedies and crimes overseas.
Students and faculty from Harvard University on the New Yorker Radio Hour from WNYC Studios. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. It's Note to Self. I'm Anoush Zomorodi, and I'm with writer Joe Vikes. Joe coined the term the lonely web. These are the things that people post on the internet that nobody looks at, like we're barely anybody, except for us today. And I wanted to wrap up with a video that I discovered when I gave myself some time to look at the lonely web, really relaxed, and discovered a few things on YouTube that really stuck with me. I want you to stand by with this.
Mm-hmm.
I did what you said. I just put in some random numbers.
Oh, nice.
And I ended up finding this family. Now, see if you can guess what's going on here.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Okay, we're going fast. And we'll see. Don't worry about it. We'll see.
So we're inside, like, what, station wagon?
Yeah, it minivan? Looks like a van traveling through some kind of countryside.
Who's doing the filming, would you guess? I had to watch like 10 of these to understand what's happening.
I'm going to say a kid is filming it.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if anyone in the van knows they're being filmed.
But there's like a whole family in there, right?
Yeah.
He's looking for something.
Are they lost?
Nope, they are not lost. They're exactly where they need to be, Joe.
Is that a train crossing?
And getting closer. Yes.
So are they foamers?
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Sorry about that. Lincoln? Huh? I guess it's a short one.
There it is.
Double stacks, yes, it's double stacks.
I'm so excited now.
Great.
And now the train is slowly passing
like
the van.
Incredibly slowly. This is the slowest moving train.
I'm surprised you stuck with the video.
Oh, I went. There's a series.
Oh, wow.
Of this family. They obviously, like, go through the drive-thru, and then they go where this kid, who's obsessed with trains, tells them to go, and they park there.
Oh, that's so amazing.
It's amazing.
That's really sweet.
It's going on, my tagging. The problem is it's going slow.
And the funny thing to me is I think he has an intellectual disability. Like, trains are his things. He's, mm-hmm. like, he's keeping track of numbers, and he has, like, certain ones he wants to see.
Yeah.
But all the family members are getting into it.
At one
point, we were parked in the car with Grandma and Grandpa, and they had their Big Macs out.
That's so wonderful. Wow. They're all there for each other. And it seems like usually in popular media, this person would maybe be the butt of a joke. And in this case, they're just allowed to enthusiastically watch the thing that they're obsessed with and enjoy it. There's something very moving about that.
8874.
And maybe they complained at first, like, oh, man, we gotta go sit in the car and watch these trains go by. But now, like, they're all into it. And I love the little sister who's like, we're going to the movies next, right? Like, that's obviously, like, her agenda.
Yeah.
And they're like, yes, you're next on the list. Like, as being a parent, it is hard to entertain kids on the weekend. And this is what this kid wants to do.
I haven't seen anything like that before. That's different.
And there's a lot of these videos, you said?
Oh, there's lots and lots.
And they're all untitled?
They're titled, which I didn't realize, they're titled by the train number and make.
Oh.
So they're way more meticulous than I could ever know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that one was called CN8874CN Short Intermodal CN Southbound CN Train in Port Huron, Michigan.
Wow.
54 views. Four of those are mine.
Whoa. This is the kind of stuff you find that's not really floating in front of our faces on, say, the mainstream web.
No. You do have to go look for it.
Yeah.
And you say lonely, but actually that is the opposite of what it made me feel.
Yeah, that's good.
Is this something that you've decided you want to have part of your life on a regular basis? Or was this just something you stumbled upon, you wrote a cool piece that did well, and now you'll find something else?
No, I like that it's there. If I have free time and I'm in the mood, I'll maybe dip in and see what I can find. But it's certainly not something you can go through all the time. It's pretty intense emotionally, and yeah, you have to give yourself a break.
And I feel like we've become so lazy in many ways on the internet because it is handed to us with the perfect headline. And it's like the people making that stuff, they know what your expectations are, mm-hmm. and they're going to meet them. Because
yeah.
otherwise, they're not going to be able to rack up those numbers. And in this, nobody has any expectation of you being satisfied. So they're just going to make whatever they want.
And there's a real reward to finding a good video. You're not just sort of absently consuming candy garbage, but you're going out into the web and trying to find something good and meaningful.
Do you bookmark and rewatch, or is this about finding something fresh and new every time?
Oh, I'll bookmark it if it's good enough. That train one was good.
Like, great.
Yeah, I'd watch that again.
I want to be a member of that family.
Yeah, they seem very nice.
Joe Vikes, thank you so much. This was a quiet, banal, yet incredibly moving place that you took me to.
Oh, this was really fun. Thanks for having me.
We've got links to all the videos that Joe Vikes and I talked about on this episode, plus a few other lonely but wonderful morsels of humanity that we've chosen especially for you. Go and check them out at notetoselfradio.org. And let me and Joe know if you discover something wonderful yourself. You can email us at notetoself@wnyc.org or on Twitter or Facebook at notetoself or at Manoush Z. Many thanks to Joe for taking me fishing and making me slow down to appreciate this thing he calls the Lonely Web. Next week, I mean, I hate to admit this, but I really have had so little interest in virtual reality. Real reality is hard enough. But then this happened.
Yowza! Dude, the weirdest part is after you take it off.
Yeah.
That's next week on Note to Self. Subscribe to the podcast so that we can bring it to you seamlessly. Jenna Cagle produced our episode today. Joe Plord engineered and mixed it. Jen Poyant executive produced it. Many, many thanks to Seth Kelly for all his digital help this week, too. Note to Self is a production of WNYC Studios. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. Ryan is still going, and everyone's ignoring him and eating the delicious food.